glories of Govardhan. An exquisite line of mountains called Govardhan stretches down the middle of Vrindavan. Giriraj's thousands of peaks appear like the thousands of hands and feet of the Purusha avatar. Many smaller hills surround these peaks, and many jeweled plateaus and lakes like Radhakund provide additional beauty. In this way, Giriraj appears just like a romantic hero decorated with many jeweled bracelets and earrings. Just as Giriraj contains many minerals, dhatus, of red clay and arsenics, similarly, the Sanskrit language features a variety of word roots, dhatus. By the Lord's grace, Dhruva traveled beyond Maharloka. Similarly, by the mercy of the Lord, Govardhan has surpassed the splendor of Vaikuntha and become famous as the best of mountains. Just as Kartikeya, the commander who is difficult to conquer, supports the King of Heaven, Govardhan holds many difficult to enter caves. Many snakes surround the valuable sandalwood trees adorning the Malaya Mountain, but there are no snakes guarding the unlimited treasures found on Govardhan Hill. Lord Shiva holds the moon in his topknot, but Giriraj's peaks touch the moon. Shiva is fearsome, but Govardhan is kind and gentle. As Krishna is adorned with forest garlands that reach to his ankles, Govardhan is decorated with long lines of forests. Cascading waterfalls caress all sides of Govardhan. Bhumandala is made pleasant by the Loka Loka mountain range, whereas Govardhan pleases the eyes of all devotees. Govardhan is made glorious by banyan trees that distribute joy to everyone. The interiors of its caves are the embodiments of bliss. It is Govardhan's nature to protect the deer and other forest creatures. Mount Kailash, Mount Meru, or even the best of metaphors cannot compare with the unlimited glories of Govardhan. Kailash is composed of silver, and golden Mount Meru is born of the material nature. They pale in comparison with Govardhan, which is eternally manifested and made of inconceivably precious jewels. Just as dancers enhance the sweetness of theatrical performances, the Sonalu trees increase the sweetness of seeing Govardhan Hill. The streams flowing by the roots of the many sandalwood trees growing there pick up the divine fragrance and pass it on to the valleys and grass growing on Govardhan. When all the different animals such as Rooms, Chamara, Gavayavas, Gandharvas, Shimaras, Ruhisas, Sasha, and Sambaras bathe in the parrot-green colored streams flowing under the densely foliated trees, they appear to be made of emeralds. No one can tell whether they are real animals or made out of green jewels. The crystal rocks of Govardhan reflect the blue rays of its sapphires to appear like Balaram dressed in blue cloth. The large emeralds reflecting the golden rocks look like Narayan adorned in his golden dhoti. The yellow sapphire platforms standing on beds of diamonds appear like Shiva and Gauri. The waterfalls pouring over the emerald cliffs look like Lord Ram carrying his curved bow. The ruby platforms standing on silver bases appear like Brahma mounted on his swan. The clear waterfalls rapidly falling from the tall peaks of Govardhan carry the reflections of many multicolored jewels and appear like long rainbows. The light coming from the various stones and jewels in the plateaus reflect in the sky like a rainbow. The effulgence from the peaks of the Vaidurya gems appears like the tail of a comet streaking over Govardhan, or like a flock of flying gray birds. Govardhan offers many thrones made of cooling stones for the sitting pleasure of Krishna. Its flat, jeweled, studded areas await to serve Krishna's rasa dance. Its wonderful caves look more enchanting than temples made of jewels. For serving Krishna, there are many flower canopies that pour down fragrant pollen when shaken by the wind. The dense, cool forest provides soothing relief from the hot sun. Animals such as deer and tigers live there in peace and harmony.